This podcast replay is brought to you by KSDT CPA, one of South Florida's largest and one of the country's fastest growing accounting firms. KSDT CPA is a full service firm that also excels in crypto. Visit them at KSDTCPA.com or call 305-670-3370.
The markets are closed today, except for, of course, crypto. Crypto never closes. It's open 24 hours. Bitcoin, by the way, is still holding strong, 70,400. There's like $15 billion of futures that are expiring today. So it'll be interesting to see the effects it will have on the market here, if it does have some effects, which I'm sure it will. So we will find out as the day goes on. You know, I was thinking about this. Just that, you know me, I'm a Bitcoin maxi, as they call us, people that believe in it and know that it's going to take over. Pretty much everybody in the world's got gold, don't they? Ring, bracelet, chain, tooth. Some of you have some gold toothuses, some gold fillings, right? So there's gold in every way now, and some people own bullions and coins and, you know, all that. They really collect gold in that form, right? So think about how much gold there is all over the world, and they're still mining it every day. And they'll continue to mine it forever. The more the price of gold goes up, the more gold they find. That's kind of the way it goes, because there's plenty of gold mines all over the world. And there's still others that haven't been found. And yet there's only 21 million Bitcoin. There's 8 billion people and 21 million Bitcoin. And by the way, each Bitcoin can be broken up into a million pieces. So the maximum is 210 million. If nobody owned a complete Bitcoin and they just owned a piece. And there's 8 billion people. Do the math. So it's kind of funny, you know? And yet gold's been around forever and it's stuck at $2,100, $2,200. And this thing's, right now, it's found a floor at 70,000. Like, there's no comparison. Zero comparison. But just, you know, just a thought. When you think about it, everybody pretty much owns some form of gold. You know, I have gold at home. I'm not a guy that really wears a lot of jewelry. And if I wear jewelry, I usually like wearing actually silver. To be quite honest, I don't even like wearing gold. There you go. Silver. That's what I wear. I don't even wear, I have, and I don't even wear it. It's just there, sitting there. My wedding ring, I don't have a gold watch, but I have some bracelets. I have a gold chain. I have a couple gold chains from back in the day. Don't wear them. You know what I mean? But I have gold. I'm sure you have some kind of gold at home, right? Some pendant, some chain, some rings, something. Because I know you're not also a jewelry guy either. You know what I mean? So, but that's like, it's crazy when you think about it. Everybody has some form of it. Everybody won't have a form of Bitcoin. So, you know, just food for thought. That's all. Food for thought.